बंधु दिदृक्षया, जिष्णौ बंधु दिदृक्षया, ज्ञातुं च पुण्यश्लोकस्य, कृष्णस्य च विचेष्टितम्। So next scene, Arjuna was out of Hastinapur, he went to Dwaraka, just to understand what are the next plans of Krishna, what they are supposed to do and all. 14th chapter. Today we'll do some portion. So today we'll do a portion of 14th chapter and tomorrow we'll complete. Tomorrow we'll do maybe half of 15th chapter. 15th chapter is very elaborate. Then day after tomorrow we'll complete 15th chapter. And I'll take the first 12 verses of 7th chapter. They were not covered properly like that some devotees were telling. So in 4 days we'll do that much. These 3 chapters plus that one chapter pending. Okay, because 15 and 13 both are very elaborate. We can't cover them in one session. It has happened in previous batches also. So then we can start 16th chapter on Monday. Okay. Thank you. So Arjuna went to Dwaraka to understand what is happening there and to understand the next plan of Krishna. Next, vyatitaha katichin masaha tadanaya tato arjunaha dadarsha ghora rupani nimittani kurudvaha.
A few months passed and Arjuna did not return. Maharaj Yudhishthira then began to observe some inauspicious omens which were careful in themselves.
Vyatitaha katichin masaha, after few months, 7 months here, katichin is actually 7 months. So Arjuna did not return even after such a long time. Yudhishthira Maharaj began observing some inauspicious omens which were very fearful. Billions of suns created and annihilated by Krishna within one breath. So with the presence of Krishna, all paraphernalia for our peace and prosperity and especially religion and knowledge were in full display. But Yudhishthira Maharaj started observing some discrepancies in his kingdom. When Krishna is there, everything was flourishing. There is a lot of prosperity. But when Krishna disappeared and Kali Yuga is like slowly setting in, then things are not so exciting. Simple thing. When summer is there, everything is dry. You wash your dhoti and put it on the rope line, in 1 hour it's dry. But as soon as monsoon first rain also starts, you wash your dhoti, put overnight, it may not dry. Right? So there is change. And like as monsoon sets in the beginning stages, there is little more sunshine and then little lesser rain, and then once the monsoon becomes intense, it's like constant rain is there. Right? You hardly see sun because of so many clouds. Right? So like that, now Dwapar Yuga time is over. Time up. Kali Yuga has to set in. So Kali Yuga is slowly making its way inside. But because there are some resistances for Kali Yuga, like great rule of Yudhishthira Maharaj, great will of Parikshit Maharaj, Kali Yuga is unable to exert its influence completely. But in very little time, Kali Yuga will start exerting its influence fully, with full brunt. Right? So that's what is happening now. Yudhishthira Maharaj is observing some traces now. Okay, when monsoon is beginning, what you will understand? Some thunder here and there, some clouds here and there. It has barish giregalagre. Like that, you just get some symptoms, right? He's getting that initial symptoms, Yudhishthira Maharaj. Kalasya jagatim raudram viprasyar viparyastratu dharminah papiyasimranam vartam krodha lobhanrut atmanam.
He saw that the direction of the time had changed, and this was very fearful. There were disruptions in the seasonal regularities. The people in the general had become very greedy, angry and deceitful, and he saw that they were adopting foul means of livelihood.
So people started doing many illegal things and things that are not meant to be done in Yudhishthira Maharaj's kingdom. He saw some external reverses. Direction of eternal time changed. What does it mean? So time passed with the sequence of seasons being reversed. And disruptions in seasonal regularities. So time, when it is passing in a certain way, something has to happen. For example, night is coming. Then atmosphere has to become a little cooler. But sometimes during the night also it is very hot. Right? So that means the seasonal irregularities are manifested when there is a lot of irreligion around and Kali Yuga sets in. And Kali Yuga does very intense tandav in certain places more than in other places. Still some religiosity, some bhakti, some kind of piety is being practiced at certain places. There, it's like you don't find Kali Yuga influencing people so much. But there are some places Kali Yuga influence is very vividly seen. Right? It's like that. Now, Dhrishmari is observing some small symptoms here and there. So internal reverses. People in general are becoming very greedy, angry, deceitful. They are adopting foul means of livelihood, which is never heard of in those days. When civilization is disconnected from loving relationship of Supreme Lord, these symptoms become rampant. So a godless man is invariably greedy, angry and duplicitous. He earns livelihood by any means, black or white. I am okay. I should get money. I want money. Black or white, it doesn't matter. That's why they have to change the whole system. Yudhishthira Maharaj was astonished to experience even a slight change in the godly atmosphere of his kingdom. And at once he suspected the disappearance of the Lord. So foul means of livelihood, that implies deviation in one's prescribed duty. What a Brahmana is supposed to do? He is supposed to study Vedic literature and perform Vedic sacrifices and distribute knowledge to people in general. Pathan, pathan, yajan, yajan, dana, parigraha. He has to accept charity from other classes and give them knowledge in return. But when Brahmana starts working as an employee under one kshatriya, it becomes too much. Right? So then kshatriya stops administration and starts becoming a teacher, running a gurukul. Or a kshatriya starts working as an employee in some multinational company, as a Shudra. or a Vaishya who is supposed to do some mercantile business, he opens a school, right, and performs business with education. So like that, different people who are supposed to perform their own prescribed duties are adopting some other means for their livelihood. That's what foul means of livelihood means. So what does a man... When does a man become too greedy for wealth and power? When he has no higher objective in life. And when he thinks that this earthly life of few years is all in all. Somehow or the other, I have to become prosperous. I have to flourish in this life. Because he's obsessed to become successful in that one life only. Within this life, he cannot think out of the box. Yeah, I may do so many things to get prosperity within this life. But what will happen to my next life? Now I need happiness. But what about the future? For experiencing this happiness in this life at this moment, I will have to experience some distress in the next life at some other time. So that knowledge is not there. Knowledge of this life and that life is not there. That's why people just accept any means of livelihood. Currently what I feel is correct, what will give me happiness, I will do it. Future, I don't care. Who has seen future? Who has seen next life? That is their ignorance. So ignorance is the cause for all anomalies in human society. And to remove this ignorance, powerful sun is there to distribute light as Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishne sadham opagate igna dharma gnanadi bhissaha kalau nashtadrishamesha paranarko dhanodhita. Next, fourth sloka. Jihma prayam yavahrtam Satya Mishram cha Sauhridam Pitru Matru Suhrut Bhratru Dampatinam cha Kalkanam. So, ordinary transactions and dealings were filled with cheating. Even between friends also there is cheating. And family affairs, so much misunderstanding. Wife and husband, there is strain and quarrel. They can't stay together peacefully. So, there are four principles of malpractice in a conditioned soul. That is error, sanity, inability, cheating, all this. So, why cheating propensity is more prominent? Because primarily in the material world, everybody is imbued with an unnatural desire to lord it over material nature. In pure state, he is conscious of his being the eternal servant of Krishna, but in impure state, he will just cheat. Right? So, he is not satisfied even if he actually becomes the lord of all that he serves, which he never becomes. And therefore, he becomes the victim of all kinds of suffering. So, Prabhupada explains the predicament of a conditioned soul very graphically in this purport. In such an unsatisfactory state of affairs, there is no harmony even between father, sons, husband and wife. So, fifth canto says, a father can become so shameless that he wants to enjoy the widow of his son when his son dies. And wants to enjoy the property of his son when the son dies. The son becomes so shameless that when as soon as his father dies, he wants to usurp all the property of father. So, it's not so much about relationship and love and affection and a family, within a family. People are within a family also, while claiming, oh, this is my family, this is my father, my mother, my son, my wife, my children. Still, there is self-centeredness in that. Right? People are more focused on their own selves than serving their own family members. Many times. Not necessarily every single family. There are so many loving families, Krishna-conscious families, gentle families. But sometimes in the materialistic society, this could also happen. Without the knowledge of husband, the wife may maintain some money or contacts, or she may plan for her own security. Without wife's knowledge, the husband also may plan for his own security in his own style. Without parents' knowledge, sons or children may plan for something else. Without children's knowledge, parents may plan for something else. This is the harsh reality of material world when in more degraded societies. Right? All acknowledgements to good families, right? Which are devoid of this kind of propensities. But there are quite a few families who are like this. Within a family also there is a lot of strife. There is a lot of selfishness, self-centeredness, cheating, partiality. So like that. That's why people are also getting disconnected. There is no extending oneself. So you will see that selflessness in a, the display of selflessness within a family setup, it's very significantly only when an infant baby is taken care by its mother. the attention and the love and affection that a young mother gives to an infant baby, helpless baby, who is hardly few days old or few months old, that's the maximum display of selflessness that you can see in family life. Once the child starts growing up and all, then again, selfishness creeps in. So, how to overcome it? Solution. All these contending difficulties can be mitigated by one process, that is devotional service. The world of hypocrisy can be checked only by counteraction through devotional service and nothing else. Fifth verse. Nimityanyat atyarishtani kale tvanugate nrinam lobhadya dharma prakritim drishtvo vachanujam nrpaha. So, people are accustomed to greed, anger, pride, etc. So, all these are not human symptoms. They are inhuman symptoms. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj started speaking to Bhima. Next. Yudhishthira Uvacha Sampreshito Dwarakayam Jishmir Bandhudi Drukshayam Yatum cha punya shlokasyam Krishnasya cha vicheshtitam. Hi sir. Read it.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said to his younger brother Bhimsena, I sent Arjuna to Dwaraka to meet his friends and to learn from the personality of God in Krishna of his program of work.
Gataha saptadhuna masam Bhima Sena Tavanujaha Nayati Kasya Vahetor Naham Vededa Manjasa. 7 months passed, still he has not yet returned. I do not know factually how things are going on there. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is concerned why Arjuna did not return for such a long time. He was sharing with Bhima. So then he started reflecting on Narada Muni's prediction. He said, you can be around as long as Krishna is around. That's what Narada Muni told, right? So he's reflecting on that. Apidehavarshina dishtaha sakaloyam upasthitaha yadatmanongam akridam bhagavan utsisrukshati. Is he going to quit his earthly pastimes, Krishna? Has Devarshi Narada indicated? Has the time already arrived? So he's suspecting. He's not concluding. He's suspecting. Omens are very dangerous. Narada Muni predicted. Then Arjuna did not come back. What exactly is happening? He's getting surprised. So Krishna's many plenary expansions, although equally powerful, executes different functions. So Krishna descends. Yada yada hi dharmasya gnanir bhavati bharata paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. You know all this, right? So all the above statements apply to different plenary portions of Krishna, like Sankarsana, Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Narayana. So Krishna functions in a different sphere of transcendental exchange with different grades of devotees once in a day of Brahma. So paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya, these three can be done even by the plenary portions of Krishna. But when Krishna personally descends, he does not descend only to do these three things. He descends mainly to have loving reciprocations with his devotees, Vrajavasis. And as a secondary byproduct or coincidental event, he also establishes dharma. He also kills some demons. But demon killing is not the main activity there. There are two Krishnas. One Krishna, who is son of Nanda Maharaj, he is always in Vrindavan. He never comes out of Vrindavan. There is Yudunandana Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna. He is son of Vasudev. He is a descendant of Yadus. He performs more on official duties. More official duties he does. So these two are separate. These two are one also. And they are separate also. Like that. And what does Krishna's disappearance mean? Krishna descends along with plenary expansions. In his full form as Krishna, he reciprocates with his devotees. And when he has to kill demons and other people, he displays the Vasudeva mood. And then he does the needful there. So when he disappearance means when he goes back to his spiritual abode of Goloka, he will go and he will just leave all his plenary portions in their respective planets. All of them merged within Krishna. And he descended. He did the needful. And he is going back. And he will just keep all these other plenary expansions. They are separated from him and then they will go to their planets and then he will go to his planet. Is clear? He descends along with all plenary portions. I mean, like they may not be existing literally as different personalities, but all these external, all these plenary portions are within Krishna only. Right? So they, Krishna will manifest those, like the plenary portions who are merged within him. So they will do the needful. When re-establishment of dharma or killing of demons, when those events happen. Is it clear? It's not clear. What exactly? In spiritual world, basically ultimately one personality only. Ultimately, Krishna as Swayamrupa is one. And if he wants to manifest a different mood and different in a different form, he will become Swayam Prakasha. That Swayam Prakasha is one. Swayam Vaibhava Prakasha. Swayam Prakasha is when he wants to expand. Then there is Prabhava Prakasha and there is Vaibhava Prakasha. Prabhava Prakasha means Krishna in different personalities with same form and same emotions. There are multiple Krishnas with same emotions. For example, during Rasa Leela, Krishna manifested so many forms, as many as the number of gopis. And in Dwaraka also, there are 16,108 Krishnas living in 16,108 palaces with 16,108 queens. They are all called Prabhava Prakasha expansions of Krishna. And there is Vaibhava Prakasha expansion. So, that Vaibhava Prakasha expansion is displaying, same potency is there, but they display a different form and different emotion. For example, Vasudeva Krishna is sometimes four-handed, Devaki Nandan. Or Balaramji is also like the Vaibhava Prakasha only. He is whitish, not blackish. He is in the mood of servant, not in the mood of master. So they are different. Right? So Devaki Nandan Krishna is different from Yashoda Nandan Krishna. Different. In one sense, they are one only. For example, you are, say, temple president. And you are also worshipping the pujari, worshipping the deities and playing the role of a pujari. And you are also playing the role of a department head. Maintenance department, you are the head. Or media department, you are the head. You are tech savvy. Like that. So if someone introduces you, here is our pujari. Is that wrong? Not wrong. But you are not just pujari, you are also president also. When someone introduces you, he is president. Is it wrong? It's not wrong. But when they introduce you as president, then that's complete. When they introduce you as pujari, that may be incomplete, but it is not wrong. Right? But when Krishna, when he manifests different forms, different emotions, he's one personality only, he's manifesting different facets. But every facet can appear in different form, right, with a different emotion. There are multiple forms. Ultimately, all of them are one. One candle, like lighting other candles. Ultimately, all of them are one only, but they exist simultaneously, differently also. Krishna, in his Swayamrupa, no, you can manifest only one mood. Either you can play the role of a president or play the role of the pujari. You can either do a aarti in the altar or you can just attend the meeting addressing all the department heads. And you have your own department also. That is a media department or whatever. He can play one role at a time, but Krishna can simultaneously play all roles at a time in different forms, in different emotions.
Right.
All these forms with different emotions are there throughout the spiritual world. As Prabhava Vilasa, Vaibhava Vilasa. So these are all different forms in the spiritual world. And they manifest into this, in the material world as avatars. They descend into this material world as avatars. And when avatars are of different forms, are different categories. Purusha avatars, Leela avatars, Guna avatars, Manvantara avatars, Yuga avatars, then Shaktyavesha avatars, there are six categories. Ultimately all of them are one, Krishna. But simultaneously exists as all these millions of forms with different emotions. And exhibit a portion of his potency. Not every avatara is completely manifesting the full potency of Krishna. All qualities of Krishna are not manifested. When Krishna becomes Narayana, Krishna and Narayana both are same. But as Krishna, he manifests 64 qualities. As Narayana, he manifests only 60 qualities. So, like that. So, Krishna descends with all plenary portions. When he has to kill some demons, so and so in Vasudeva, or that demon killing form, demon killing aspect feature of Krishna is like active in him. But as Krishna, he is more excited with his pastimes in Braja, in Vrindavan. Like that. That's why Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, wanted to write a drama. He started writing drama. Let me write a drama on Krishna's pastimes. Whatever pastimes he has done in Vrindavan, Dwaraka, Mathura, I will write a drama. He began. And he was traveling to Puri also. So on the way to Puri, Satyabhama, Krishna's consort, she came in his dream and said, write a separate drama about me. Rupa Goswami said, Satyabhama told me. Fine. He just was thinking, let me write separate dramas like that. Then, when he went to Puri, Lord Chaitanya came and told him. He said, Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. There are two Krishnas. There is Vrindavan Krishna, there is Yadunandan Krishna. There is Nandanandan Krishna, there is Yadunandan Krishna. There are two. The Krishna who is son of Nanda Maharaj will never come out of Vrindavan. So, he just gave this hint and went. After that, Rupa Goswami said, Satyabhama told the same thing. She told me to write a separate drama. Means she told to write two dramas. And Lord Chaitanya is also indicating. That means I should not write one drama. I should separate that into two dramas. One drama on Lord Chaitanya, Krishna's Leelas in Vrindavan. Another drama about Lord Krishna's Leelas in Mathura and Dwaraka. One is Vidagdha Madhav, one is Lalita Madhav. Two books. Earlier it was only one book. Later it became two books. Why? Krishna in these two places has different moods. Separate. Okay, I think we went into a different discussion. Okay, next. When Lord appears in his person as Krishna, his other plenary portions also join in him by his inconceivable potency. Krishna of Vrindavan is different from Mathura of Dwarka. Right? This is clear? In this context, we discussed a lot. Krishna was left in his body and he left again his plenary portions in their respective dhams. Just like he left his Virat Rupa in the material world. So Yudhishthira Maharaj started lamenting on Krishna's disappearance. And he is just suspecting, he is unable to accept only the fact. And now he started recalling Krishna's grace. Yasmanaha sampado rajyam. Daraha pranaha kulam prajaha asan sapatno vijayom lokascha yadanugrahat.
Higher planets have become possible. All this is due to his causeless mercy upon us.
So yasmana sampado rajan, our sampada wealth, dara wives, prana life, kulam dynasty, praja citizens, asan sapatna vijayo, and our victory over other people, lokaha means our destinations of different planets. Yad anugraha, everything is a mercy of Krishna only. So this is how a devotee should feel. Whatever I have in my life is all completely due to Krishna's mercy. Whatever prosperity one may have, material or spiritual, whatever it may be. Without Krishna's benediction, no one is successful simply by personal labor. Kali Yuga man believes in personal endeavor and denies benediction of the Supreme Lord. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is giving all credit to Krishna. All credit goes to Krishna. If one could achieve success without sanction of Krishna, no medical practitioner will fail to cure a patient. Because Krishna has not sanctioned, that's why a living entity is unable to live in that body anymore, in spite of offering him the best medical treatment. So many people get admitted in hospital, in the presence of the topmost surgeon in the country, the patient may die. Right? Why? Because doctor does not have the ability to give life to a patient, although he is so experienced. Because Krishna's sanction has to be there. So despite most advanced treatment by the most up-to-date medical practitioner, there is death. Even in most hopeless case, without treatment, a patient is cured astonishingly. Without much treatment also, somebody may be cured. So it's Krishna who is in control. Definitely you need to do the needful according to timeless circumstances. If you are a doctor, treat the doctor. You don't marry, Krishna is in control. What I will do? I will give up my MBBS degree. You don't have to say that. You do your human effort. At the same time, ultimately Krishna has to sanction your human efforts. Then only they will attain success. Otherwise, they will not. So God's sanction is the immediate cause for all happenings, good or bad. Any successful man should be grateful to the Lord for all he has achieved. We cannot claim credit for our activities. Very important principle as a devotee and as a brahmachari also. We cannot claim credit for our accomplishments. Krishna sanctioned our activities. Krishna awarded us certain skills. So, what is our contribution? We have utilized our free will, our minute independence, to engage the faculties that Krishna himself has given us in his service. That's all we did. Otherwise, nothing. So, 10th verse. Pashyotpatan naravyagram divyan bhuman sadaihikan darunan samsato durat bhayam no buddhi mohanam. Pashya utpata naravyagra. Oh, naravyagra. Vyagra means tiger. Nara means human being. You are like a tiger amongst the human beings. Basically, if you want to acknowledge someone's strength, you may compare them with the powerful animals also sometimes. Lion, tiger, chimha. Chimha. Pashya utpata. See all these utpatas. Divyan, bhauman, sadaihikan. There are threefold miseries. Divyan means adhidevika klesha. Bhauman means adhyatmika klesha. Sadaihikan is adhyatmika klesha. Bhauman means bodily pains, like earthly influences. Daruna and samsato dura bhayamno buddhimohanam. They are all very daruna, very fierce. So, man-made material science cannot do anything to contract threefold miseries. Punishments from superior energy of Maya under direction of the Supreme Lord, they are threefold miseries. You cannot do anything. Only relief is constant touch with the Lord through the process of devotional service. Repeatedly, Prabhupada is giving this solution only. So, actually, Prabhupada in the first kind of purport, he has given the most essential and conclusive philosophical truths. Asuras make their own plans to counteract the threefold miseries, but they meet with failures all the time. Daivi hiyasha gunamayi mamaya duratyaya. So you cannot counteract these threefold miseries on your own, because Krishna's energy is personally orchestrating them. But it is easy to counteract them if you surrender unto Krishna. That's what devotional service is. That's what devotees do. Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. It's easy to cross over. Urvakshibahavo mahyam spurantyanga punah punah vepatushyapi hridayem aradashyanti vipriyam. The left side of my body, my thighs, my arms, my eyes, they're all quivering again and again. Because when a man's left side, left limbs, they quiver, it indicates some inauspiciousness, undesirable happening. He's thinking, I'm having heart palpitations due to fear. So, material existence is full of undesirables. Things we do not want are forced upon us by some superior energy. Forest fire is compared to undesirable happenings. No one sets fire in the forest. Who will go on Mount Kohojan and put fire there? Sometimes there is fire automatically. Because of wind, so much of wind, sometimes there is a friction between trees or bamboos or stones or something like that. And there is fire. And that fire just catches some dry grass or dry plants or dry twigs, and it will just slowly increase. There is a lot of fire. So no one sets. And when the fire is like blazing like that, forest fire, entire forest is on fire, it cannot be extinguished by human efforts. Krishna only has to send a cloud there and there has to be rain. Then it's easy to extinguish. So samsara davana lalidha loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanattvam. Spiritual master's mercy is compared to that cloud of rain that rains on forest fire. Dhavanala is forest fire. So, ghanaghanattvam. Okay. We discussed 11 verses. We'll end here. Time up. So, we'll start from 12th verse in tomorrow's class. Thank you all very much. Granthrashtamad Bhagavatam Kijaya. Shri Prabhupada.